Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017.
This year, RNIB is going to Glastonbury. The organisation has been selected as the official health partner of the music festival, and RNIB will use the occasion to promote eye health to thousands of music fans. Someone who is no stranger to Glastonbury is Lily Walsh. She has a visual impairment. This will be her eighth time at the event, and incredibly, she is only 14 years old. I'm joined now on the line with Lily and with her mum, Joanne. How are you both doing today, folks?
Doing good, thank you.
I'm well, thank you.
It's absolutely lovely to speak to you both. Now, Lily, this will be your eighth time at Glastonbury. What do you think will make this occasion different?
I think the fact that I'm going, like, it's my first time with an actual ticket and I'm going with my parents.
Do you remember, Lily, the first time that you attended Glastonbury?
No, I was only 18 months old the first time I went.
That is absolutely incredible. I'm sure that your parents have both taken lots of photos of you at the event. Joanne, taking Lily when she was only 18 months old must have been very exciting for you. Did you want to instill a love of music in Lily from a very early age?
Yeah, I think her dad, before we actually met, was sort of into music and festivals and introduced me. And the first time I went to Glastonbury was when I was actually pregnant with Lily. And then we took her when she was 18 months old. And her dad loves music, I love music. And she sort of followed in our footsteps and loves it just as much.
She didn't really have a choice, did she?
No, probably not.
Now, here's me saying as well that it's fantastic that she was there when she was 18 months old. But she was actually there even younger if you were pregnant with her the first time that you went.
Yes. Yeah, just a couple of months pregnant was the first time that she actually went.
And do you remember who the headlining act was for Lily's first Glastonbury?
To be honest, I don't. We've tried to sort of go back and think who we've seen over the years, and we've just seen that many different bands. It's just, you know, too many. I know when I were pregnant with her, I think my favourite at that point was the Stereophonics, and they are they're still one of mine and Lily's favourites, aren't they, Lily?
Yeah.
Now, Lily, before we go any further, can you tell me a little bit about your eye condition?
I have Peter's anomaly, which means that I have, like, a film over my eye, which restricts my vision. I'm blind in my right eye and partially sighted in my left eye.
And I understand that this Glastonbury is certain to be quite exciting for you, as it's the first time you'll be using Access Park. How does this benefit those with a sight condition?
Basically, it benefits you because you get to go on the viewing platforms and you get to go through, like, the shortcuts backstage to get to different stages faster.
And from the previous Glastonbury's that you've been to, Lily, what's some of your favourite memories?
I really like going with, like, my family, and also, like, dancing in the fields and stuff is really fun.
It certainly is. Joanne, you're obviously an avid festival goer yourself. What advice would you have for anyone planning on going to Glastonbury or to any music festival this year?
Well, obviously Lily's been going from such a young age and she's been quite, you know, looked after by us. We've made all these sort of arrangements, and now she's 14, she's a lot more independent. In the past, we have met a couple of people actually at Glastonbury who have been visually impaired. We've noticed them with the canes and so on, and ask them, but I'd just say go for it. It's an amazing experience. There's people on hand all the time to help you. We've never had, you know, any problems. And it can get, I mean, Glastonbury is the biggest festival we've ever been to. There's thousands upon thousands of people walking at the same time, but there's always, you know, people on hand to help you. It's easy to get around, and we've been in rain, sun, sleet, everything, but I'd just say go for it. That it's, you know, if you love the festivals, the music, the atmosphere, then, you know, it shouldn't stop you going just because you've got a visual impairment.
And Lily, I understand that you have a very special job for RNIB at Glastonbury this year.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I have to do a video diary of a week before Glastonbury and the time while I'm there.
So you will be an official RNIB vlogger for Glastonbury 2017?
Yeah, I will be.
And which of the bands are you hoping that you might have a chance to happen upon and maybe get a little video interview with?
Ed Sheeran.
You took no time at all to answer that. You answered that faster than I answer Katy Perry when people ask me the same question.
Oh, Katy Perry is on as well, so I think we're going to go see her as well.
Oh, fantastic. Now, yeah. Of course, you guys are going to be there. We are going to be there as RNIB Connect Radio. I think that we should meet up. We should do a video vlog together and you guys should be interviewed by me on the station as well. How does that sound for over the weekend?
Brilliant.
We're actually leaving home on Tuesday evening. I'm probably going to arrive sort of midnight-ish Tuesday night because we're fortunate enough to have a camper van, so you can get into the camper van fields on the Tuesday. So we're going to be there from Tuesday right through till Sunday when hopefully after seeing Ed Sheeran we'll then be leaving.
You don't want to stick around too late
after
the festival.
No, we've done it before. It's best to just see the last band and then set off home and sleep when you get home during Monday day rather than leaving Monday morning because it's a bit of a nightmare.
Absolutely. And why don't you join Lily and RNIB at the Glastonbury Festival this year as we introduce people to who we are and why eye health is so important. Come and visit us near the Pyramid Stage to learn how nearly half of sight loss can be prevented with regular eye tests. I look forward to speaking to you both so much at Glastonbury, but thank you so much for spending time with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
RNIB at Glastonbury, encouraging music lovers to look after their eyesight.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.